We're going to keep those kinds of vibes going here because we're joined in the studio over the phone by Oscar Byrne for another rendition of Good News Mondays. Are you there, Oscar? We've played a little bit around here. Are you there, mate?
Yeah, I am. Oh, no, I can hear myself.
Oh, you've got some delay.
No way, it's all good now. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Practically, like, let's speak practically, right? We could have just used megaphones because you're just a hop, skip and a jump over the road in beautiful Chippendale here from the city studios. So we really could have just probably yelled at the top of our lungs and would have been able to circumvent all this technology stuff.
Tin cans with a bit of string, maybe. That could have worked.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get back
should
to
have
basics.
Done something like that.
Let's get back to basics. How are you, mate, first off?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I mean, I love that song. I'm just in my room, as you said, in Chippendale. Had a little boogie in my boxer shorts.
Lovely. Love
best way to start the week.
Not yet out of bed.
Exactly. But no, yeah, I'm good. Got back from Threadbow on, what day did I get back? On Thursday. I'm in holiday mode. I don't know what day it is.
Everyone's
I got
in
back
holiday.
On Friday.
Nice.
So,
and how was
just
it?
Just as the lockdown started. How was it? It was good. It was a lot of fun. Went snowboarding. It was interesting. It was a girls' trip. I was the only guy, and
oh,
there were four
right.
chicks.
That's fine. That's fine.
No, it was it was totally fine.
How
but
was
it was a big girls' trip.
Are you back? Are you back on the red cordials, or have you steered clear of that? Was that just a birthday thing?
No, I'm back on the red cordials, and they didn't want to go out to a pub. We kind of clashed a little bit, to be honest.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, that's bad news, right. Oscar. That's bad news. So how about we take a positive spin and we focus on the good news? How does that sound? Because Lord knows,
that
like I've said
good.
A couple of times, everybody needs it, I think, in our Harbour City. We've all been locked down once again. Greater Sydney. Do you know what I mean? So even my mum, back up where I grew up on the beautiful Central Coast, she's locked down. She can't do anything. I've got mates in the Gong. They can't do anything either. So I think we all need a smile in our dial. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree, Jared. I mean, this good news segment did start in response to COVID-19 lockdown. So
did it.
It's only fitting that we bring it back and we need a good one.
Of
it's a
course.
Challenging time.
That's just left my mind. But of course, that's why we started this good news segment. So,
yeah.
Oh, well, very nice then, I guess. Well, I suppose we're making lemonade out of this situation, aren't we, by giving you another good news. So let's take it away.
Let's do it. First up, we've got, like you may have seen this, Jared, it went a little bit viral, but a graduate of architecture, a graduate of a master's degree in architecture, Kashira Shurjina, that's a really hard name to pronounce, sorry if I did mispronounce it, I probably did, attended 7 years of university, and following that 7 months of job applications, countless cold calls and a few interviews had not resulted in a single job offer.
Wow.
So he had an idea.
Let me hear it.
It was a good idea at that. To advertise himself. Dressing to impress and alternating standing opposite the Southern Cross and Flinders Street train stations with a sign saying, looking for a graduate of architecture, hire me.
Wow.
How about that?
I love that. How good's that? Well, that's the opposite of a cold call, I suppose, isn't it, really? Oh, is it? I don't know, but it's... So he's done the same thing as, you know, you see it more in movies than you do actually see in Australia, I suppose. But the people that, what's it called when you hold the billboards and you flip them up in the air and you do all this kind of stuff and it'll be like Pizza Hut or this, that and such. You know
oh,
what I'm talking
yeah.
about? It's like that
I
kind of
I can't remember what it's called.
But just self-advertising.
I guess it's the equivalent to that, yeah.
Or the people that get like tattoos and stuff advertisement. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes you got to think outside the box. You got to risk it to get the biscuit, Oscar.
100%, and he did that. He was there 3 to 4 times a week, Jared.
And he got a
gig. 8 to 9:15 a.m. And he did.
How good
is
that?
It all paid off. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
A Metro Trains manager saw him one morning and eventually offered him a job. And he's a month into the job and things are working out really well.
Love that.
He's enjoying his work.
Well, I hope he gets through his probation period because it can be tricky stuff, you know what I mean? You don't want to get kicked out the door just as quickly as you walked in. But what was our friend's name again, Oscar?
Why do you do this to me, Jared? It was Kashira Shurjina. There we go.
Good on you, Kashira.
Rolls off the tongue.
Good stuff. All right, what else
Good
have we
on
got?
Good on you, mate. Next up, we've got a legally blind Sunshine Coast woman, Nicole Forbes Hood, going on an adventure hike with the help of her husband. She walked 65 kilometres of the Larrapateena Trail in Central Australia. To raise $6,000 for Guide Dogs Queensland.
Wow.
How about that?
That's awesome. Especially in Queensland.
Yeah, definitely.
I know
that. And I mean, it was
Sorry,
I think my audio is a bit delayed.
It's about a second delay. All I was going to say is, of course, we know that your heart lies with Queensland. So any Queensland related news, especially good news, really pulls at your heartstrings. At a hike,
definitely
in tropical Queensland. Do you know what I mean? That's not an easy feat.
When you talk about Oscar, he's a hiker. That's me. I'm a fitness guy. You know that, Joe.
Yeah, I know that. So you're constantly wearing. Oh gee, what's that brand? What's the hiking?
I'm always wearing a full Adidas tracksuit and just fruit. I just eat fruit all day. I just eat bananas, as you know.
How were those bananas I got you for your birthday?
Mate, they were delicious. They provided, they were the perfect snack for the road trip to Threadbow. I literally ate them all. Thanks again.
Yeah, hey man, you're welcome. And it was Bella as well, of course, another lovely
and
Monday
Bella.
Daily producer.
We've got to give her a shout out.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. Your potassium's through the roof at the minute.
It's insane, man. I've got all this energy and I've got nothing to do with it. I'm just stuck at home. I don't know what to do.
Put it into the rest of this segment.
I will.
What else have we got?
Yeah, so she, Nicole walked 65 kilometers and relied on the help of her husband who gave her voice cues to navigate the difficult terrain. What a truly inspiring story.
Lovely.
Next up, Luna. We got to continue the dog theme here. Good. Dogs helping out humans. It's what they do. And it puts a smile on my dial. Luna, the calming dog, a good listener and a calming influence and an all-round good dog. Luna is having a big impact on the daily lives of students and teachers at Rosebery District School in Western Tasmania. The education department purchased the fluffy brown Cavadoodle as a therapy dog at the beginning of 2020. And she's been a calming influence on the students ever since.
That's fantastic. How old's the?
That's great.
How old are the kids? Do you know what grade they're in? Or question without.
They are in grade. They're in grade two.
Yes.
And I've got a quote here.
Oh, please.
From Linda Jordan, the teacher's assistant, saying, "When the students are upset in class, Luna will go to them and try to comfort them." She says.
Imagine that. How do you get any work
that's
done?
That's great. I don't know. At least they're happy.
Yeah,
I guess that's all that
exactly
matters.
Exactly right. That's the main thing, especially. So that's fantastic. I love a bit of good dog-related news there, Oscar. What were the three things to define yourself that the dog had said about them? Good listener.
Calming influence and an all-round good dog.
Geez, that's a really good advertisement, isn't it?